At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's Helen, Ronnie, and Pieces.
A therapeutic jigsaw.
Where we get famous guests.
Discussing how they deal with stress.
We've only got 10 seconds of music, we'll just speed up.
It's all about relaxing and chilling.
Oh no, you're going to go over now.
It's not winding each other up.
Oh, it's a little late for that.
Go on, quit. Here is the jigsaw, yep. Which is a picture of us, Ronnie.
Yeah, now listen, I'm actually a bit concerned about this, that it might make us seem cocky, that we're doing a jigsaw of our faces.
Not at all. We're literally putting ourselves together.
Well, we are going to be spending more time on your face, Hal, because it takes up a greater surface area.
Yeah, thanks, Ronnie. Is there not also a problem that, as this is a podcast, no one can actually see what we're doing?
No, because it's not about seeing it, Hal. It's about chatting through the process and drawing out anecdotes and advice from our guests, which will inform our emotional growth.
Talking about guests, welcome to Jo Brand, comedian, writer, sitcom performer,
model, chef,
influencer,
taskmaster, person,
rally driver.
No, it's taking us ages to do this jigsaw, and we keep breaking it up after each guest.
Well, looking at this one here, because it's difficult, because you've got so many pieces that are almost exactly the same colour. That would take me hours to do that. Now, if it was a child's one with a bear on it,
We have a new producer. It's Annabelle.
No. How last week's producer was Annabelle. This is a different. It's another Annabelle.
Oh, Annabelle 2.
Brilliant to have you joining the team, Annabelle. I don't know what happened to the last one, because they go very quickly.
They do. But Annabelle, you excited?
When's lunch?
It's Omid Jalili.
Wow, what a one. Thank you. He just got married to Jennifer Aniston. And he said, how long have you been married? At the time, it was 8 years. I said, how long have you been? He goes, oh, just under a year. He goes, do you have any advice? So I said, marriages go in three stages. Stage one is blind love. And then stage two is that when you get to see each other's baggage, you don't really get each other. But if you work through it, you can get into stage three, where it's not perfect, but you can live with each other's difficulties. I took a phone call. And he sat down, ashen-faced. I said, are you all right? He goes, I think I've just gone into stage two. Which means it was Jennifer Aniston when they had their first big fight.
We have ascertained that we are the only comics left in the UK who have not been asked to do Taskmaster, which is a particularly painful thing for us.
Why do you want to do Taskmaster so much?
Don't you understand? It's a stamp. It's like having, having a wool stamp on your back.
Really?
It is for
comics who are struggling at a certain level, like me.
She's not happy. Quick.
She's doing that death stare.
That means
we're going to go to adverts.
Adverts, don't cross her.
Hello, I'm Stuart Lee. And this week on my long-running podcast, Loosen Up with Lego, I'm going to be joined by the amazing Omid Jalili. Omid's not just a comedian, but he's an actor, a writer, singer and a dancer. And that is already five things more than that Hal Cruttendon, who just made his career on going, oh, am I gay? Am I not gay? What do you think? Do I sound a bit like Tony Blair? Do I? Did you see me and Mrs. Dalloway with Vanessa Redgrave and all my posh actor friends? Did you? Back in the 90s when I was young. Yeah? Yeah?
You ever thought of trying some Marmite on toast?
Oh, yes. See what you're doing there. Yeah. Why, Hal? Marmite is my favourite yeasty paste.
Do you know what? It really is the perfect way to start the date.
It certainly is. Oh God. Kaya's holding up a sign that says, you can't say Marmite. They're not sponsoring us. We have no deal with Marmite. Oh, killjoy.
But that's the whole idea of it. We're bigging them up so that we attract them, so that get their attention and they give us the sponsorship.
That's a brilliant
idea.
It's
lovely.
And we're
giving them
highly innovative.
Welcome to the show. It's Kyle Smith-Bino.
I went on the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And I was last. Now, to me, that is proof that the machine wasn't working. They asked about ranks in the army, and her answer was army. Now, look, like I said, she's a very lovely, sweet girl. But how did I lose against someone whose answer to ranks in the army was army?
You're probably wondering why we have so many different producers.
It's because we are so in demand, Ronnie. It's because people are literally clawing and fighting their way to produce a very popular podcast like this.
And it's only fair to give people an opportunity, you know, a bit of a crack of the whip.
So who's won the lottery this week, Ronnie?
Well, it is Lydia. Hi, Lydia. Are you excited to be working with such big names so early in your career?
Oh, I thought you were someone's parents just being shown around the studio.
Nice one. I like her. She's crazy.
Our guest this week is Sally Phillips.
I've got four bits of your beard in my hand.
It's quite scary the way you're obsessed with the beard.
I did love doing Partridge because I was quite young. I was only in it for a few minutes, so I'd in it right at the beginning and then I'd run down to the green room and watch the rest. I'm sitting there thinking, I genuinely don't care if other people like this or not. I love it.
Let's be honest, we're a little bit trying to sort of emulate a successful comedian's podcast. For that, we actually need a successful comedian. So that's already a slight issue. Also, do you not think we should be talking about what we...
Do you know what? This is not a ghost podcast, but the top has just fallen off a bottle. It's pinged out of a bottle. They would kill for this at Uncanny. Ladies and gentlemen.
Charlie Higson.
Doing jigsaws, and yes, it is very calming, but I don't usually like to talk while I'm doing it.
Do you feel calmer after doing this podcast?
No. Spent the last nearly an hour with two quite neurotic people. I came in here quite relaxed and stressed. I've been watching you, Ronnie, endlessly put pieces together that don't fit.
Yes.
And all the pieces I've put together, Hal has taken apart.
Have I?
At this point, we're going to read out any correspondence that we've had from the podcast, you know, whether that's emails or letters. There's actually something from
Marmite.
Yeah, this is exciting.
From Marmite. While we do not believe that your programme currently, or indeed will ever possess the reach or influence necessary to cause any reputational or commercial harm to our brand, still, the unauthorised use and mention of our trademark remains impermissible. Oh. Accordingly, we demand that you immediately cease and desist from any further references to our brand in connection with your show. Okay, well...
They're playing hard to get.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.